Shabbat shalom. This week, the internet was on fire with clips and posts of teen climate activist Greta Thunberg's UN address. Many of us sat in stunned silence as we watched her condemn world leadership with the following words: "How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you're doing enough? With today's emission levels, that remaining CO2 budget will be entirely gone within less than 8.5 years. How dare you," she continued, her gaze unwavering, her fury evident in her face. She appeared like the prophets of old, speaking truth to power no matter the personal cost. "I shouldn't be up here," Thunberg went on. "I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean, yet you all come to us young people for hope. You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can do is talk about money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?" I felt chilled listening to her speech that in some moments paralleled the exact sentiments of the biblical prophets. She reminded me of Jeremiah when he exclaimed, "God said, I brought you to this country of farmland to enjoy its fruits and its bounties, but you came and defiled my land. You made my possession abhorrent. Let your afflictions rebuke you." As you can well imagine, it was no easier in ancient times than it is in ours to rebuke and demand that people who are transgressing change their ways. If only each of us did our part to uphold the ethical and moral laws as laid out in the Torah, we would need prophets no more. This week's parasha, Nitzavim, emphasizes our collective responsibility. It is upon all of us to act in moral and ethical ways as laid out by the Torah. As we read, "You stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your tribal heads, your elders, and your officials, all of the people of Israel, your children, your wives, even the stranger within your camp, from woodchopper to water drawer, to enter into the covenant with the Lord your God. I make this covenant with its sanctions, not with you alone, but both with those who are standing here with us this day before the Lord our God, and with those who are not here this day for all time." The Torah is generally a terse text, never wasting a word. So it is striking that this text describes in such detail each and every person as inheritors of the covenant. And it does so to emphasize the point that the covenant includes all of us. It is upon us to follow the teachings of the Torah. As we wrestle with the Torah and learn more about our responsibilities, we grow as moral and ethical human beings. A simple example. Many of us might not feel like saving plastic takeout containers, washing them, and reusing them. We may simply want to just throw them out. But the Torah implores us to think of future generations, to see ourselves, each and every one of us, as guardians of the land. The Torah lays out many precepts about our responsibilities to the earth. Did you know that every 7 years in the land of Israel, we are commanded to keep a sabbatical year, a Shemitah year, to give the land a rest, like a Sabbath for the earth? As an aside, any of you here have the opportunity to take a sabbatical? You can thank the Torah for that, for this is where that practice is derived. But this practice of a sabbatical year reminds us that we are no more than caretakers of the land. As we read in Leviticus, God says, "The land is mine. You are but strangers resident with me." You may have heard me tell a story about the Chafetz Chaim, a famous 19th century rabbi. When an American visitor came to his home and saw how bare his room was and asked him, "Where's your furniture?" The Chafetz Chaim asked the man, "Where's your furniture?" The American answered, "Furniture? I don't have any here. I'm only a visitor here." But the Chafetz Chaim answered, "I too am a visitor in this world." We too are visitors who inherit what is given to us for a short time, and then we pass it on. And as such, we are called to be responsible wardens of the earth which belongs to God. This past week, Greta Thunberg reminded us of the ancient words of Pirkei Avot. Rabbi Tarfon said, "The day is short, the work enormous, the workers are lazy, the reward is great, and that which is holy presses us on." We do not have all the time in the world, and there is much to repair. Though the work is daunting, the reward is precious, and the future is relying on us. Let's keep our promise of staying in the covenant and being God's partners in the world. Shabbat Shalom.